Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Have you gotten any further on your Christmas shopping?
Michelle, I already told you. Ask me on December the 23rd.
I will, but seriously, these gift cards from Good Eats are perfect. You need to go get some for yourself and your family.
Well, I eat plenty of the food already.
Yes.
The gift cards are a great gift because if you buy a gift card from Good Eats, $50 gift card, they'll give you a voucher for a free meal.
Yeah.
So you can give the gift card, keep them for yourself, keep a meal for yourself. Great way to spend something and get something too.
Right. And as we, not you, but start to think about this holiday shopping season.
Right. I'm not thinking about it yet.
Next week.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet, Michelle.
It's a good option. I had the veggie lasagna. We talk often about how, you know, Good Eats gives you things that you wouldn't normally cook for yourself. I would never see myself eating something like this, but I had it for lunch today, and it's perfectly filling for me in the afternoon. So
veggie lasagna is great.
It is so good. Their sauce is
I had
delicious.
The bison today. Bison chili.
See? We're creatures of habit.
Well, I usually get 3 bison chilies a week.
Okay.
So I space them out through the week.
Okay. Well, good for you. MyGoodEatsKitchen.com. 3 locations.
Whatever. Go eat your Thai, your coconut Thai shrimp, Michelle.
3 locations in Baton Rouge and 1 in Lafayette. If you mention Matt's Moment, you get 20% off.
So it's kind of that time of year where to the victor go the spoils, sort of. So all the award circuits are coming around.
Right.
And again, Ogeron earlier this week was named a semifinalist for the George Munger Award, which is given out to the Coach of the Year. Joe Burrow was named a finalist for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award for the best upperclassman quarterback. So that, like, you're going to expect that.
Right.
The LSU offensive line was named one of 10 semifinalists for the Moore Award, which goes to the best offensive line as a unit in college football. When you're ranked number one and you're undefeated, like, you're just going to have a lot of guys up for national awards. Today we found out, though, that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a semifinalist for the Doak Walker Award.
I love him.
Right now,
I love him so much.
It's given to the best running back in college football.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I'm a little surprised. Clyde's just a month ago. I would be asked when I do interviews in other markets, hey, Clyde Edwards-Helaire seems like really underrated. Is he an author? Like, he is no more. Like, when you have the type of day against Alabama that he did, it was his emergence, and now everyone is paying attention to just how good he is and how great he's been in big moments, which is so interesting because everybody coming into this season was very much waiting to see John Emery and Ty Davis Price, the freshmen. We always don't like the flashy new thing. And Clyde's been steady, waited his turn. He's been awesome. Now, I'm impossibly biased because I saw every snap the kid played in high school at Catholic High and always knew this was there. It was just a matter of him having his opportunity, so I'm glad he does. The interesting thing about the Doak Walker, though, Clyde statistically isn't there with Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin and some of the other, you know, elite, air quotes, elite backs in the country. It's that he's had these moments on big stages that have made everybody aware of him.
Right.
So it's almost incomprehensible not to have him on these lists. So I'll be interested to see if Clyde could maybe fight for some elbow room at the table to see if he can end up as a finalist for the Doak Walker, which would be an awesome thing for him.